So 1 Corinthians and chapter 12. I'll give you a page number in two ticks. 1153, thank you. So page 1153 or thereabouts, depending on which printed edition you've got. And I'm going to read from verse 4 of 1 Corinthians 12 down to verse 31. So it's quite a long reading, but bear with it. Okay, so 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 4, page 1153. There are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit distributes them. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of working, but in all of them and in everyone, it is the same God at work. Now to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. To one, there is given through the Spirit a message of wisdom. To another, a message of knowledge by the means of the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healing by that one Spirit. To another, miraculous powers. To another, prophecy. To another, distinguishing between spirits. To another, speaking in different kinds of tongues. And to still another, the interpretation of tongues. All these are the work of one and the same Spirit, and He distributes them to each one just as He determines. Just as a body, though one has many parts, but all its many parts form one body, so it is with Christ. For we were all baptized by one Spirit so as to form one body, whether Jews or Gentiles, slave or free, we were all given the one Spirit to drink. And so the body is not made up of one part, but of many. Now, if the foot should say, because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body, it would not for that reason stop being part of the body. And if the ear should say, because I'm not an eye, I do not belong to the body, it would not for that reason stop being part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the sense of hearing be? If the whole body were an ear, where would the sense of smell be? But in fact, God has placed the parts in the body, every one of them, just as He wanted them to be. If they were all the one part, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, but one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, I don't need you. And the head cannot say to the feet, I don't need you. On the contrary, those parts of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable. And the parts that we think are less honourable, we treat with special honour. And the parts that are unpresentable are treated with special modesty, while our presentable parts need no special treatment. But God has put the body together, giving greater honour to the parts that lacked it, so that there should be no division in the body, but that its parts should have equal concern for each other. If one part suffers, every part suffers with it. If one part is honoured, every part rejoices with it. Now, you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it. And God has placed in the church, first of all, apostles, second prophets, third teachers, then miracles, then gifts of healing, of helping, of guidance, of different kinds of tongues. Are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Do all work miracles? Do all have gifts of healing? Do all speak in tongues? Do all interpret? Now eagerly desire the greater gifts, and yet I will show you the most excellent way. And I'll cease there, but as you know, the Apostle Paul goes on to speak about love, and love being the binding of the different parts together. So, just a brief reflection. We always thank God for all of you, recognizing this morning that we are all different and giving thanks to God for our difference. And each one of you still should have a card, if you were given back a card, if there were enough to go around, just a characteristic of somebody else. And I would be very surprised if the word that's written on your card that you received back was the same word written by somebody else, or was the same word that you wrote, rather. So if the word that you've got is courageous, I'd be very surprised. It may be that somebody else has written courageous and that was matching with you. But my guess is that we've all chosen different words to describe our difference. And today we're just simply recognizing the value of giving thanks for one another, honoring the differences that are between us, and acknowledging that we live together as one. And God, in his goodness, has drawn us together in one. You'll have noticed in this passage that the Apostle Paul paints what I think, the more times I read it, the more times I think, you know, it's just full of humor. This idea that the whole body could be an eye, or the whole body could be an ear or something. And you think, okay, what if the whole body was an eyeball? You know, it would just roll away with itself. You know, what if the whole body was a foot? Or, do you know, and just the ridiculousness of the picture that the Apostle Paul is painting. And it's all in a desire to say, look, those of you in the church, you may, some of you will think of yourself, well, I'm like the eye, I see things. And you're valuing yourself above everybody else, perhaps even to the point, maybe there were people in Corinth who were basically saying, I don't need anybody else. I'm the seer. I can see. And Paul is going, do you know how mad that sounds? Can you imagine the whole body was an eye? Or the whole body was an ear? Those of you in the church who are so good at listening to others, but listening to God as well. And perhaps you're saying, do you know, I don't need everybody else. Particularly those smelly feet. I don't need them. But Paul's saying, what if the whole body was an ear? You know, you're valuing listening so highly. What? And so he goes on, and you just realize he's just painting this extraordinary picture, this ridiculous idea that we don't need one another. Of course, we do need one another. And so we give thanks for one another, and we recognize and honor the differences. And this is what the Apostle Paul speaks about in this passage, that we honor the body and we recognize that some parts that we think are less honorable. And yet the passage says, the parts that we think are less honorable, we treat with special honor, quite deliberately. And that's a thing of choice. If we think, well, that person only does this, they're like the big toe, or they're like, you know, I don't know, the belly button or something, you know, part of the... There is a choice we make. I might think I'm an eye and I'm so significant because I see things. But I must treat that part that I think is less honorable, I must treat it with special honor. And God, by his Spirit, causes us to think in these ways, in order to raise up those that we ordinarily might think are lowly and insignificant. And we give attention to those, perhaps a little bit on the margins, on the fringes, in terms of the way that we do things and see things. And so giving thanks for one another, honoring the differences, and living together as one. And so this is why elsewhere the Bible encourages us, don't give up the habit of meeting together. Because every time we meet together, every time we pray together, every time we touch base with one another, and it might be on a Wednesday evening prayer fellowship, or share and prayer, or music makers, or perhaps on WhatsApp now, with social media, or any other way we touch base with one another, every time we come together and share communion together, we are reminding ourselves that we're not better than anyone else. We're not less than anyone else, but we are united with everyone else. All these different people. And yes, sometimes we do think somebody's a bit nuts. or somebody's a bit right-wing or left-wing, or somebody's a bit depressed, or somebody's a bit arrogant. And we have all these thoughts from time to time about different people. And yet every time we come together, every time we sing together, every time we pray and read the Bible and touch base together, we're acknowledging whatever my thoughts are, my crazy thoughts are, we are one in Christ. And we say, even though we may never vocalize it, we are saying, I need you just as much as you need me. I need you. And whatever's happened, I'm glad that we are together. Now, quite specifically, there is a difference in how we as individuals do things, how we as individuals see things, how we as individuals prioritize different things. There is a difference in terms of how we do things. And this arises because of the different gifts and abilities that we have. And, somebody like myself, all my life, I've been somebody to speak, speaking has always come very naturally to me. Speaking in front of other people has always come very naturally to me. And that, I guess, is a gift. Where did it come? I have no idea where it came from. God gave it me, I guess. But for somebody who speaks all the time, I might be weaker at listening when somebody else speaks. And there is a difference. Somebody else, and I could name people who are so good at listening. Have you come across those people who, when you talk to them, they don't interject? They don't interrupt you? Have you come across those people? These amazing listeners. And you think, you get to the end of the conversation and you think, wow, I said everything I wanted to say and they didn't interrupt me. They were listening intently to me. And I think I've mentioned before that to listen well is a sign of love. If you want to show someone you love them, you listen to them. Because listening is a sign of love. You really focus on them. But we have different gifts. Some of us are very active in our lives. Some of us are very, not so much passive, but we're quite quiet. I remember having this conversation both in my church I was in London, and also in Sutton Coldfield, actually, when I was growing up, but also here, just recognizing there were people who were making coffee to serve after the service, and they'd turned up early to prepare the tea and coffee and biscuits and the rest of it. And I remember the comment to me from this couple was, because I said, thanks for being here, guys, really appreciate it that you're here early to do that. And they said, well, we could never do what you do. And I said, look, if I didn't turn up, you'd be okay. But if you didn't turn up, there'd be complaints all week. And I've remembered that. And I think that's true. Now, it's a different way of doing things and saying, this is my gift. This is what I can do. I can make tea and coffee. It's fine. But fine, you do the thing. Some of you can make cakes beautifully, but you don't want to stand here. But you make cakes. Great. Make cakes. And it's that appreciation of the different gifts that we have. Not everybody's the same. And sometimes I wish everybody could just get up and speak and all the rest of it. Somebody else might say, I wish somebody else could, help with music makers and be great with mums and dads and granddads. It was great on Friday. I was down and a granddad came who was a musician and he brought his violin with him, his fiddle. And I'd taken my guitar, and so we played all the way through, pretty much, all the way through Music Makers. I mean, he was having to tell me what to do most of the time, but it was just great. But sometimes we may wish, I wish everybody could just sit and talk to people. But I know that not everybody can. We do things in a different way. And even as we look ahead to the new church building, we recognize that the place and the position that we take within, as it were, our community in as we move to that new building will be different. Some people have already said that they want to go out knocking on the doors and just introducing the church and just saying, hi, new church over the road, you know, new neighbours. Other people have said to me, I'll do anything but not knocking on doors. Absolutely. And I've thought, anything? Okay. It's a difference in how we do stuff. But also, there's a difference in how we see things. Our perspective. Our perspective comes from years of being influenced by others. By our reading, by our praying, by our talking, by everything that we've experienced in life that influences the way we pray, the amount we pray, our openness to God, our reading of the Bible, our study of culture and the Bible and reflecting on these things. It impacts the way we see things. And this is most obviously true in terms of politics. I mean, you think, how could you possibly vote for this party? Can't you see what they're like? Or can't you see what they're doing? And we do see things differently. We do see things differently. But maybe it's okay to see things differently, because not everybody's the same. The Apostle Paul talks, of course, about the eye not being the hand. The hand doesn't see in the same way that the eye does. How does the hand see? Just through touching. It's a very different way to see. And it may be that some of you say, well, that's how I see, is as it were by touching, by the gentlest, most sensitive engagement with people. That's how I discern what's going on. So we are different in terms of how we see things. But we're also different in terms of how we prioritize things. And this is what we think is important. What we think is important. Within any church, there are those who will say, well, what's most important is mission. Got to go and tell people the gospel. There are other people who will say, what's most important in the church is the pastoral care of the flock. There are others who will say the most important part of church is worship together. And yet others will say the most important part of church is the preaching of the word. And we will have different perspectives and different priorities. What do we need to emphasize? What do we need to do? What's more important to do? But my guess is that if we all recognized our differences, the fact that we do things differently and we see things differently and we prioritize things differently, but we're all drawn together as one, maybe we can all prioritize the things that we think need to be prioritized, but by speaking to one another, and a little bit of organization, this is where we need the gift of organization, which is not my greatest gift. Maybe we can all do our priority thing, or all the priority things can be done. But just we honour one another. And sometimes we have to make space to make sure that your priority is done and I won't get in the way, and you'll make space for my priority, and so on. And it's this difference, this, what I think increasingly is a glorious, magnificent, sometimes mind-baffling difference between us. And yet God has drawn us all together. So that's what it's about. It's about recognizing that we do things differently. We see things differently and we prioritize different things, but God has drawn us together. And in the passage that I read, I think it's on four occasions the Apostle Paul emphasizes the same Spirit, the same Spirit. These gifts are given, but it's the same Spirit. To another, this gift is given, but it's the same Spirit. It's the same Spirit. In the ancient world, ancient philosophers used to talk about the spirit of the gods. And they used to talk in terms of breathing in the spirit of the gods. They believed you could breathe and you could breathe in the divine. Or you could eat sacred food. And when you ate the sacred food, you would take in the divine. Or you could touch something that was holy and you'd be taking in the divine. And their idea was that you would somehow take in the divine spirit. The divine spirit would go to your heart, and as the blood was pumped around your body, it was as if around your blood cells, to every part of your being, the spirit would flow. And the Apostle Paul talks about the Holy Spirit filling us, and he doesn't say you've got to breathe the Spirit in, or you've got to touch sacred things, or you've got to eat the right food. He says this is a gift of God. It's a gift of God. How do we receive the Spirit? It's a mystery how we receive God's Spirit. But it is this same Spirit that is given to each one of us, and we are different, but it's the one Spirit. So it's the one Spirit who enlivens us. It's the one Spirit, in other words, who gives us life. It's the one Spirit. It's not a different Spirit for every person, but it's the same Spirit that we receive and spread through our whole being, our body, our emotions, and our spirit. And then this second one, and, you know, those of you who are better at language than me will help me out. It is the one Spirit who Jesus is us. I didn't know how else to say this. It's the one Spirit who fills us, and in filling us and in us allowing the Spirit to inhabit us, the Spirit makes us more like Jesus. So there is one Spirit who Jesus is us. Do you see what? Do you understand what I'm trying to communicate? He makes us more like Jesus. That is the purpose of receiving the Spirit, that we might be Jesus. That we might all exhibit the character and the values and the life of Jesus. Now, if you have a better way of saying that, please do say. I mean, I was struggled, and I asked Sarah, how on earth do I say that? And she gave me a load of different ideas, but none of them were a single word. But this is what the one Spirit does for each of us. And in terms of how we do things and see things and our priorities, the purpose of the Spirit in all of those differences is seeking to Jesus us, to make us more like Jesus. And then there is one Spirit who gifts us. There is one Spirit. So in all of our difference, in the difference that we give thanks for today, as we honour the differences among us, as we live together as one, as we give thanks to God that we are not all the same, but recognize that God has brought us together for such a time as this, with our gifts and our perspectives and our priorities, so that we will be everything that God intended us to be. for the community here and for the community out there, that we might give honor to Christ. May the Spirit of Christ fill us afresh as we pray together now. So let's pray. Father, thank you that we are different. And yet, Father, thank you that you have poured the one Spirit, the Spirit of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, into our hearts. And by pouring the Spirit of your Son, the Lord Jesus, into our hearts, so our whole body, mind, emotions, and spirit is impacted, influenced by the life of Christ. Father, we say we want to be Jesus'd. We want to be more like the Lord Jesus. We want to be transformed and changed. Even as we do things differently, as we see things differently, as we prioritize things differently, we want to honor one another as we give thanks for one another and as we live together. May your blessing rest upon us in this, in the name of Christ. Amen.